Here in Washington, D.C., more than $1 trillion in automatic budget cuts will take effect if a congressional panel does not agree on at least that much in savings by Thanksgiving. The panel has 6 Democrats and 6 Republicans, and at a rare public meeting yesterday, their divisions became clear. NPR's David Welna has the story.
Supercommittee co-chairman Patty Murray opened yesterday's hearing with an update. The Democratic senator from Washington asserted a lot of hard work's been done to find common ground and agree on a balanced bipartisan plan for deficit reduction. But she added, we're not there yet.
Over the next few weeks, it's going to be up to all of us to demonstrate to the American people that we can deliver the kind of results that they expect and that they deserve.
One thing most panel members did seem to agree on is that the spending Congress normally has no say over, the 60% of the budget that's mandatory spending, should be a source of deficit reduction. Dave Camp is the Republican chairman of the House Ways and Means Committee. He pointed out to Congressional Budget Office Director Douglas Elmendorf, who was the hearing's only witness, that mandatory spending has soared in recent years.
Doesn't this illustrate that as part of what we're trying to do, the need to rein in mandatory spending is obviously one of the priorities that we need to address?
Again, it's up to the committee to choose what changes in policy it wants, but certainly the growth in mandatory spending, particularly for health care and also in Social Security, is the feature of the budget that makes the past unrepeatable.
Democrats kept pressing their case for taxing the wealthy to cut deficits. House Democrat Javier Becerra of California pointed to a study on income disparity just released by Elmendorf's office.
You, I think, highlighted some pretty startling numbers about the disparity in income and wealth in America today.
So we've found, as other researchers have found, Congressman, very pronounced widening of the income distribution in this country, with reductions in the share of national income going to the bottom 4 quintiles over the 1979 to 2007 period, and a very large increase, roughly a doubling, in the share of national income going to the top 1%.
Still, Republicans on the panel remain opposed to raising any taxes, and Democrats say more taxes must be part of any deal. So as the clock ticks down, the supercommittee's impasse continues. David Welna, NPR News, the Capitol.